This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. AAA says nearly 40 million Americans will be heading to their holiday destinations by car this year. The national average for a gallon of gas today is $4.55, compared to last year when it was $3.17. CBS's Skylar Henry in Atlanta says, spoken with Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan about just how high gas prices might go this year.
Gas Buddy predicts the price tag could even reach a national average of $4.80 per gallon this summer.
For people driving for the holiday and beyond, DeHaan suggests shopping around at different gas stations for better prices. He also says that driving at cruise control just below the speed limit could actually help save you a gallon or two every time you fill up.
The director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, is resigning, saying it's to help with a health issue for her husband is facing. CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
We'll wait to see who President Trump plans to nominate to fill the post, but the jury's still out on whether he'll actually involve that person in the decision-making process.
Gabbard's principal deputy, Aaron Lucas, will serve as acting director of national intelligence. Kevin Warsh has been sworn in as the new chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Kevin Warsh replaces Jerome Powell as head of the Fed. President Trump's outspoken criticism of Powell was widely viewed as an effort to pressure him on monetary policy. But the president says that won't happen with Warsh.
I really mean this. This is not said in any other way. I want Kevin to be totally independent.
Warsh spoke about his leadership vision.
I will lead a reform-oriented Federal Reserve, learning from past successes and mistakes both.
Warsh takes over at the Fed amid inflationary pressures due in large part to the war against Iran. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The Trump administration announces a new policy that requires foreigners in the U.S. to leave and apply for a green card from their home country. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
For over half a century, foreign nationals with legal status have been able to apply for and complete the entire process for permanent residence while in the U.S., including individuals married to U.S. citizens. This is the latest step by the administration, making legal immigration more difficult for foreigners already in this country. And critics say forcing people to return to their home countries to apply for a green card would result in many of them being barred from coming back.
A fire and shipyard explosion on New York's Staten Island injures at least 16 people, including three seriously. On this final day of CBS News Radio, a big applause to copy editors Kathleen Biggins and Todd Weiss. Thank you also to those on the radio desk, Bob Costantini and Lucy Tauss. This is CBS News.
What is going on?
What's going on here?
How is this possible?
Great storytelling starts here.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Why? It's time for 60 Minutes.
I move mountains for a living. Literally. That means I don't carry hand lotion, and when it comes to serious heartburn, I don't mess around with anything but Rolaids. Rolaids' dual-active formula has calcium carbonate and magnesium hydroxide that relieves heartburn fast. Yeah, you heard right. Two actives for that powerful relief. And the best part? The roll fits right here in my pocket, so I can get back to moving mountains.
Rolaid spells powerful relief.
Ready or not, summer is coming, and Wayfair's Memorial Day clearance is on now. Right now through May 25th, get up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals all sale long and surprise flash deals on Memorial Day. We're talking thousands of products at every style and budget. Now is the time to save big on must-haves for your patio, backyard, and beyond. These savings won't last, so don't wait. Shop Wayfair's Memorial Day clearance now through May 25th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
CBS's Stacey Lynn reports a new candy from Trader Joe's is going viral for making you have to go.
The sweet and sour gummy worms are trending on TikTok.
Did you guys know Trader Joe's now has laxatives?
One serving contains an absurd amount of fiber.
I was talking to God at 3 a.m. last night, regretting every single gummy worm.
But while some people are not happy with the consequences from eating just 8 worms, others are calling them a cheap option to Ozempic.
I need to lose 5 pounds by Sunday of Memorial Day weekend. So this is my solution.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
From 221B Baker Street in central London to a cliffside waterfall in the Swiss Alps, generations of armchair detectives are celebrating International Sherlock Holmes Day. Fans today honor Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's birthday to pay tribute to the stories about the world's most famous detective that continues to shape popular culture. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS.